Stitch Fix CEO Katrina Lake talks about her all-too-familiar path through Silicon Valley's bro culture. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Just 17% of startups had female CEOs in 2017, and for the 5 years before that, too, according to Crunchbase. Female founders get 3 venture capital dollars for every 4 that men do, at best. And as we've heard in recent months, they can also face sexual harassment along the way. Katrina Lake, the CEO of clothing subscription service Stitch Fix, experienced exactly that path. And yet in 2017, she became the only female CEO to take a tech company public in the United States. And Stitch Fix is now valued at nearly $2 billion. I interviewed Lake on stage at the Makers Conference in Los Angeles. Here's part of that session.
You know, when you look back on that journey and those meetings with venture capitalists, like the number of no's, are we talking it could fill a bathtub or like an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Actually, I mean, I can tell you how many people said yes, and it's the 3 people that were investors in Stitch Fix. And I think I have a Google spreadsheet of all of the no's and all of the whys. And yeah, it's probably more in the swimming pool range than a bathtub. It's, you know, 50 plus.
Yeah. Because not only were you a woman founder, you were also pitching a company for women, so double whammy, one assumes. But what were the whys that they would give you?
The no's were all kinds of no's. It was no, like, I just don't believe this can, I don't know, I just don't believe that many women will shop this way. There was a no where it was like, I would come in and I would have a box that was affixed, and like a guy looked at it and was like, I just don't understand why anybody would ever want something like this. I appreciate the honesty. I'm like, okay, great. This doesn't seem like a fit. Like, we'll move on and find somebody who's excited about this. There are seed stage no's, which are really around like, this is a good idea. Are you the right person to execute it? I don't know. The later stage no's are the harder ones. And so like the series B no's of like, I have a business that is generating millions of dollars. People are waiting 60 or 90 days to get a fix because like we don't have the infrastructure to serve like the millions of people that this is an attractive proposition for. And I have an amazing team. I have the COO of Walmart.com, who's my COO, and the guy who ran all of algorithms at Netflix, it like runs all of algorithms at Stitch Fix. Like clients love it and they're waiting like to get the service. And yet people were like, I just can't get excited about it.
Yeah.
And like those were really hard because it was like, I knew that I was pitching a female-oriented product to a very male-oriented audience. And so I was the entrepreneur more than anybody they've ever met that knew my numbers inside and out. And like, you can make a lot of money doing this. And like, it was hard.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things we've been talking about a lot and that has really been a theme in this conference is using your power once you get it, you know, and how do you become not just a successful CEO, but someone who is influencing the people around you and sometimes saying things that they have never heard before. Tell us your hot tub story. I mean, this is just, you know, when you think about culture and how deep some of this stuff goes, you've got sort of a perfect example of the, being the only woman in the room.
I couldn't have been the only woman in the room, but I was at a conference that was like actually kind of like this size. It wasn't a huge conference. And there is a VC who is being interviewed. Well, Chris Sacco is being interviewed up there. I've already outed his name on there. But Chris Sacco is being interviewed, and he was like, I have a very untraditional approach to VC. Like, I don't even live in the city. I don't even have an office. I live up in Tahoe. And like, you know, I invite entrepreneurs up to my place in Tahoe, and I have them tell me about their company over beers in the hot tub. And I can get to know them, you know, kind of more as humans that way. And I was like sitting in the audience, like literally pregnant. You're asking people to come pitch you in a swimsuit, and like I'm literally pregnant and I actually can't come into your hot tub and I actually can't drink your beers. Yeah. And I was in a room with like hundreds of people, and maybe they were all thinking the same thing. I don't know if they were or they weren't, but like it was stated out loud. It wasn't tweeted, it wasn't controversial. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, 2 years ago.
That was Katrina Lake, CEO of Stitch Fix. Side note, that VC she mentioned, Chris Sacco, he posted an apology to female entrepreneurs back in June for helping to create an unequal tech culture. He did not mention the hot tub. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.